All right. Hello, everybody. This is Trina Gray calling in from Alpena, Michigan, and I am actually re-recording a Thursday night team call for Team Platinum Presenters, and this was from August 21st. Thursday, August 22nd, our team call. We actually had some background noise and some technical difficulties that night. So if you were on the call live and listening again, don't worry. I will bring as much energy and excitement. I have all my notes in front of me. I'm going to rock the same call. We're just not going to have to deal with a lot of the background noise and distractions. So I'm re-recording a call from last week. I can't wait for you to listen to it, and let's just get right into it. My name is Trina Gray. I'm a 13-star diamond in Alpena, Michigan. I'm a health club owner, a mom of two, and have been involved in the Team Beachbody opportunity almost since the very beginning when Platinum Presenters was first founded, and it has truly 100% changed my life. It's improved my fitness, it's improved my finances, it's improved my family, it's improved my financial freedom. So many amazing things that this business has done for me, and I love sharing my best tips and advice and strategy along the way. So I'm happy to host a team call every once in a while for Platinum Presenters and the wonderful founder, Christine Dwyer. So the call today is called 30 Minutes to Success, and these are just 7 tips from the trenches. And what I mean by tips from the trenches is just, I'm not talking in theory what would make your Beachbody business successful or in theory, you know, what's the mindset of success. I'm talking in real, everyday living. These are 7 things that I have done or helped do or seen done on our team that has helped people succeed. So tips from the trenches, meaning people really in the trenches doing the work, not just pontificating or theorizing about how to be successful in network marketing. All right, so number one, we've got 7 points. So those of you who are avid note takers, hats off to you. I'm giving you a virtual high five. You're going to take 7 notes tonight. There's 7 different lessons, and each has a story or two that goes with it. And I just use stories as a way to illustrate or to help bring to life the point that I want to share. All right, so point number one is this. You will be more successful in your business if you, number one, care more by caring less. Care more by caring less. And here's what I mean. I want you to feel free, no holds barred, no qualms about inviting people to be in a challenge group with you or inviting people to coach alongside of you to join your team without really caring what they say. Now, we've heard this advice before, but I'm bringing it back to you because it works. And if you'll care more about your business by caring less about rejection or outcome or response. So my really great example on this one, on my team personally right now, is one of my personally sponsored coaches, Sarah Morrison is her name. And I was looking at just kind of volume of my coaches recently, and Sarah had the top volume. She had was the top volume producer of any of my personally sponsored coaches. It's incredible. Her numbers were through the roof. And when I went to her and said, Sarah, really, you know, what's working for you right now? And then not to get too off track, but just to be real about it, Sarah runs 30-day Shakeology challenges. Pause, pause, pause. That's it. That's how she's built her business. She runs 30-day nutritional challenges with Shakeology. The requirement is to buy a bag of Shakeology on Home Direct for her, from her. So she gets a Success Club point from each order. She takes really great care of them for 30 days. She does calls with them. She sends them personal emails. She sends out a questionnaire to get to know them. She really cares a lot about her business and about the people in it. But she cares less about if somebody says no or somebody doesn't do it. So she said, Trina, I've blown up my 30-day, she calls them Amp It Up. I've blown up my 30-day Amp It Up challenges because I'm no longer scared if someone says no. If they say no, it means that they're not personally ready to do anything or they're not personally ready to commit those funds or they're not ready to clean up their eating, blah, blah, blah. So many reasons why they say no that really have nothing to do with her as a coach. They're just not ready to test it out. Maybe she hasn't built up enough trust with them yet. Maybe they haven't heard enough results yet. Maybe they need to see more social proof. These are all things that she can still work on. She can still stay in touch with them. She can still come back to them and say, hey, I know you weren't ready for my group in August. Let me tell you how some of the women in my group did. Do you see yourself getting those kinds of results on your own, or would you want some help along the way? Okay, so she says she cares less about if someone says no initially, and she just tries to figure out maybe what it is they were missing and what she could bring back to them. So by completely doing this mindset shift of not having any fear of inviting people, she has people hunting her down to join her. And I really mean that. She says her one real ticket to success in the past year of becoming a very financially thriving diamond. So it's one thing to hit diamond, right? So you've lined up those eight coaches, you've got some emeralds, and it's another thing to actually make money as a diamond. And the way that Sarah is actually making money as a diamond is running these challenges and inviting the challengers to join her team when they're done. Again, she doesn't have any qualms with asking them to join her team, because if they're just not ready, they're just not ready, but she'll never know if she doesn't put out the ask. Right, so she's caring more about the growth of her business and about her challengers by caring less about their response. Okay, I hope that one makes sense. I think we can all benefit and learn from this one, that if we're worrying so much about what somebody thinks about us or what someone's going to say, or are we going to offend them if we think they need to be in a challenge or whatever, if you're worrying so much about it, your business is never going to grow. So Sarah just literally threw all of her hesitations and fears out the window and just started inviting anybody she really thinks would benefit from 30 days of clean eating. Now, a way to become more confident about inviting people, here's a bonus tip, no extra charge. A way to become more confident about inviting people is to really start collecting results. I know that sounds obvious, but so many people miss this step, that if you run a challenge, even with just a couple of people, you've got to suck every single ounce of success out of them. You've got to know, are their clothes fitting differently? Are their relationships better? Are they arguing less with people? Are they enjoying work more? Are they getting more sleep? What is better about their life? Are they less bloated? Do they have better skin, better nails? Whatever it is about their life, you've got to collect this information. So when you do go to invite someone to consider doing this, you've got something to say, right? You can say, hey, can I tell you about a couple people who just finished this nutritional challenge with me? One woman lost 8 pounds and another woman kind of got over a plateau and dropped a clothing size. Is that something that you would like to consider doing with me? Right? Care more by caring less. On the note of inviting people to join your team, it's very easy if you're running challenges because you always have a fresh kind of crop of people to talk to. And these are not people you're going to offend. You're going to say to them, hey, you had great results during our challenge. You really helped me out coaching within the group. Would you like to do this alongside of me next month? And that's just another bonus tip for you. I rarely ask people to consider coaching or ask if they would like to become a coach. I know some very successful coaches do say that. I generally don't, because I generally think that most people have some kind of hang-up with the word coach. If they're a personal trainer, they don't see themselves as a coach. If they're not a personal trainer, they don't see themselves as a coach. If they're not at their best fitness level, they don't see themselves as a coach. All these reasons why people don't fit that term. So instead of inviting someone to coach, invite them to work alongside of you, to run a challenge with you, to help their friends and family get fit like you do. So many different ways to ask people to consider the coaching opportunity without asking them to coach. Okay, so point number one, think of my friend Sarah Morrison, top in volume of all my coaches right now, has gotten there quite simply by running monthly challenges and inviting people. She cares more about her people and her business by caring less about somebody saying no. Awesome. Point number two, coaches are not born, they are created. Coaches are not born, they are created. And here's the rest of that sentence. They are created through challenge groups. They are created through home direct orders. So there's lots of different ways to find coaches, right? And initially, when you're first getting yourself to Emerald, you're probably just asking your close friends and family. In fact, maybe your first 3 or 4 or 5 coaches are just calling in favors, inviting people in your life to get the product at a discount. And that's a great way to start. That helps get you used to talking about it. That helps get you to Emerald, which is so important in earning team bonuses and getting important leads. But from there, then you actually need to implement strategy. So the best coaches are not born. None of you listening to this call right now went to college to become a Team Beachbody coach. None of you graduated high school with the idea that you're going to become a Team Beachbody coach. None of you went to your school counselor and said, what's the job description for a Team Beachbody coach? So this one's so obvious, but let's think about it. Coaches aren't born, they're created. So you need to start creating them. My best example of a coach that I think I helped, quote, create recently is a local friend of mine in Alpena. Her name is Michelle. She's actually a financial advisor and works at a local bank. And she's had really great success with her own health and fitness this year. She's worked out at the health club. She's taken new classes. She's gotten in some boot camps. And then recently, she got involved in my T25 challenge group, which means that she was doing T25 5 days a week and drinking a Shakeology every day. And I had a challenge group going with 10 women in it. And she had great results. She lost 10 pounds in her first month. And we finishing up our second month today. And I have a call with my group in about an hour when I finish this call, and I'll find out how she did. But I'm guessing she lost another 5 or 10 pounds this month. Okay? So what Michelle realized by being in my group was that there's nothing, unique that I had that she didn't have. That, those of you who know me, let me just put this out there right now, it doesn't matter that I'm a club owner or a trainer or an instructor. To lead a challenge group means that you simply have compassion, that you're fun, that you're willing to connect with people, that you're willing to help people. There's nothing that I do in my challenge group that's unique to being a club owner. And Michelle realized that on her own through the process of going through this 30 days with me. She realized that, okay, Trina's just posting every day asking us to comment on what our workout was that day, like which DVD did they do, or did they do a workout on their own? What was their nutrition on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfectly clean? In my group, we aim to have an 8, 9, or 10 every day. My third question every single day was, what was the recipe for your shake today? So we share ideas with each other. And my question number 4 every day for the full 30 days was a bonus question. And this was just a get to know each other better kind of question. And again, I had 10 women in my group, so I geared my questions toward them. And it was anything from, I'm getting a pedicure tomorrow, what's your favorite nail polish? To, if you had 1 hour at home for, free, what would you do? Would you clean the house? Would you read a magazine? Would you skim Facebook? Would you watch a TV show? I asked them about, would they rather visit New York or L.A.? Anything I could do to help these women get to know each other and to really feel like they had a lot of commonalities. That is what helped them feel connected. One of my simple questions one day, I was in a hurry. I'm like, I need a bonus question. I asked them what their middle name was. Funny, 3 of them had the same middle name, and all of a sudden they all had the same favorite color, and then they liked to shop at the same stores, and these women who didn't know each other found all this that they had in common, and that actually made working out, quote, together even more fun. Okay, so Michelle saw what I was doing. It was like pulling back the curtain and seeing Oz. Saw that all I was doing was posting those same questions every day. They would respond to them. I would write back to them. And then she said, I'm getting great results from this pretty simple process. I think I could do this with my friends and family. And she came to my office about 2 Fridays ago in the afternoon. She's taking the afternoon off of work, stopped in my office and said, Trina, I get what you're doing, and I think I'm ready to do it too. She wasn't born a coach. She was actually born without great habits and eating habits and fitness habits around her. She was born by her own admission in a family that ate mostly meat and potatoes, not a lot of vegetables, parents who didn't exercise. And she has found her own way and found her own path and is creating her new normal. And she realized that accountability of these women was so helpful to her, and she was a great help to them. And she realized that Team Beachbody coaching is very likely the next step she was supposed to take in life. So she wasn't born a coach by her own admission. She was born into an unhealthy family. She's become a fitness and nutrition guru over the past year and in the past few months especially, and now is ready to pay it forward, okay? I would not have ever, quote, convinced Michelle to be a coach, arm-twisted, bribed, you know, there's no way I could have gotten Michelle to be a coach if she hadn't just simply gone through the process of getting results from the product, becoming an advocate of the product, and wanting to help other people. So don't try to reinvent the process. Coaches are created. Okay, go create some. So, oh, another quick, fast example on that one that I shared the other night was one of the coaches in my downline. Her name is Rachel Bergman, really great diamond coach. She shared her most recent coach was a junior high principal who'd been a simple, quote, discount customer, just a on Shakeology Home Direct to get the free shipping as a customer for an entire year, of Shakeology Home Direct. If Rachel had asked this principal, who was on a weight loss journey herself, wasn't at her ideal weight, certainly didn't see herself as a fitness coach, if she had asked this woman a year ago to become a coach, it would have been so irrelevant in the woman's life. Now, fast forward a year later, school's about to get back into session. This woman's had great results. And Rachel said to her, you know, truly, you have been just crushing it with Shakeology. Would you like to just get it at a discount? You don't have to do anything more with it. You can just get it at a discount. You would save, you know, $16 a month, whatever. So the woman signs up, right, because now this is relevant to her. It's not just a coupon. It's this is something I value, and I'm getting it at a better rate. Then by the time Rachel met with her and talked to her about, hey, would you like to just get paid for your referrals? You know, Beachbody gives you this website. You might as well use it if you have it. And now it's progressed all the way to, hey, would you like to run some fit clubs at school, after school? And the woman said, yes, that sounds great. Can you help me do it? So look at that progression. The woman started with Shakeology a year ago for her own personal health and nutrition, needs to lose some weight. A year of being committed to it, Rachel said, you know, you've been so committed to it. Would you consider it at a discount? And you know what? If you're going to get it for yourself, you might as well refer it to other people. And, hey, it might do your school some good if you decide to run some fit clubs. So, again, this principal wasn't born a coach. She was created to become a coach by someone who cared about her and helped her achieve success on her own. Does that make sense? I hope so. So point number one, care more by caring less. Point number two, coaches aren't born, they are created. Point number three, to make things complicated, complicate them. Think about that. To make things complicated, complicate them. So my advice to you is just don't. You do not need to know everything about Beachbody, everything about every video in the back office to run a challenge or to even invite somebody to run a challenge with you as a coach. Friends, let me break it down to simply. What are we really asking people? We are really asking somebody, let's start with a challenge. We're really asking somebody, do you want to lose weight? Do you need a workout buddy? Do you want a quick solution for breakfast? Okay, so listen, do you want to lose weight? Do you need a workout buddy? Do you want a better solution for your breakfast? That's what we're really asking people. If they say yes, you have a solution. You have a nutritional challenge going on, or you've got a challenge group with a fitness program going on. You've got a way to answer that question for them. And, of course, you've got a product that they can use. Do you need to know everything about Beachbody to ask those questions? No. Let me give you the analogy. I'm in fitness. I am a trainer. Does that mean that if somebody wants to get started on a fitness program, they want to start walking, they want to start exercising, that they need to know everything about exercise physiology to get started? Absolutely not. A client doesn't need to know everything about exercise physiology to get started. You don't need to know everything about this business to get started. You need to be able to ask the question, do you want to lose some weight? Do you need a workout buddy? Do you need a solution for a better breakfast? On the coaching note, you need to be able to ask somebody, are you interested in making extra money for XYZ, whatever you think they need that for? Hey, I know you love fitness. Do you want to start getting your own fitness paid for? Hey, I know you've been really committed to your own fitness. Do you want to help your friends and family eat better? These are simple questions that you're asking that you don't need to know everything about the business to make it happen. A great example for this on my team, I met a woman this spring. Her name is Valerie. I met her at a conference. We were talking. I think I actually had a Shakeology t-shirt on. I don't really remember how it came up, but somehow it came up. Maybe I was holding a shaker cup. We started talking about Shakeology. I sent her a packet in the mail right away with some of my favorite recipes. And boom, she signed up like that and said she thought she'd run some 5-day or some challenges. So she's running some 30-day nutritional challenges. She has hit Success Club 5 or 10 every month since joining in March. A very busy woman, an executive at a hospital, full-time executive at a hospital, also an instructor on the side teaching Zumba. She doesn't overthink this. She just takes daily action. She did not know everything about Beachbody to say to people, I tried the shake. I really like it. It's working for me. My energy is better. Do you want to do this with me for 30 days? Try so hard, friends, to keep it simple and to not complicate things. Because when things become complicated, people just cover their ears and go, earmuffs, not interested. All right, number 4. I like this one. Here's the line. Write it down. Sorry, dude, you can't object to my own story. Sorry, dude, you can't object to my own story. Here's what I mean by that. If you are worried about what to say when someone says, oh, Beachbody, that's a pyramid scheme, or Shakeology, that's too expensive, or it's a scam, it's just another diet shake. No one ever really makes money off of those things. Oh, you've got to be in fitness to be successful. You got to be really skinny to be successful. Do you think you need a script to answer those things? The answer is no. Why? Because all you need is your own story. You can't argue with your own story. And I got part of this idea from Leanne Ruff at Beachbody Corporate, and I just want to give her credit for it, and I'm just putting my own spin on it. So what do I mean by that? Well, if someone says anything in objection to Shakeology to me, I would just say, well, I'm not sure about that. What I do know is that I personally lost 8 pounds. My hair has gotten so much shinier and longer. I don't feel bloated anymore. I actually ran my fastest mile time just a week and a half after starting Shakeology. And, of course, I've made enough money to pay for my own fitness. So on the business side of it, I don't know about you thinking it's a pyramid scheme. I know a lot of people, making money doing this. In fact, I've paid for my own fitness. I take my family on vacations, blah, 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 blah. What can somebody say to that? No, you didn't take your family on vacation. No, you aren't paying for your own fitness. No, you didn't lose 8 pounds. No, your hair does look crappy. No, right? They can't argue with any of those things. Your own story is your own story, and if you just own your story, you don't need any script. All right? If someone says to you it's a scam, you just say back, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. All I can tell you is that, in my first month in the business, I got all of my own product paid for, and I had a ton of fun helping people get fit. Or I'm sorry that, you think it's expensive. I can understand how you feel that way. All I know is that I saved money on groceries. And, in fact, my husband just commented that our credit card bill was lower. That's how it's worked for me. And you just own your own story. So an example I shared the other day was I just shared this tip with other coaches on the team about using your own story to respond to any objection. And a woman, Shelley, on our team was confronted by an objection that very same day she learned the lesson. Listen to this. She posted on Facebook on our team page, private Facebook page. She said, awkward moment of the day. The husband of one of the girls in my challenge group approached me and said, quote, so I heard this whole Shakeology thing is a scam, quote. She writes, I think I handled it pretty well. I was armed with my own story about why I love it, why I use it, why I promote it. He went on to say that he was actually skeptical because his wife had dumped a lot of money into other programs like MetaFast and Weight Watchers and had not seen great results. He Googled Shakeology on Amazon and said the reviews were half negative, half positive, so he was just a bit skeptical. Anyway, I wanted to share this because I could have very easily been caught off guard, but I wasn't because I had my own story. Isn't that a great example? So, okay, number 4. Sorry, dude, you can't object to my own story. Number 5, hey, if you want to be even extra diligent, earn stars, extra points, in your notes right now, leave yourself 4 lines, put 1, 2, 3, 4, and write 4 things about your own story. What has Shakeology done for you? What have the fitness programs done for you? What has the business done for you? Right? Anything from financial to the people you've met to the personal development to anything that's happened in your life, write those down right in these notes right now so you've got it at your fingertips. Okay, number 5, this one's kind of funny, maybe. It says, I write, you can't be halfway pregnant. If you saw on Facebook after I did this call, the other day people were writing, I'm not halfway pregnant, Trina, I'm all pregnant. And people who didn't hear the call were like, what are you talking about? Here's what I mean by that. You're either a coach or you're not a coach. You're either in or you're not. In my subjective view, being a Beachbody coach is either in your top six roles in life or it's not in your life at all. All right? If it's not in your top six roles, if you're not all the way in, that's okay. But just acknowledge it and don't be frustrated when it doesn't grow. If you're full-on pregnant, your belly's going to grow every month and you're going to end up with something beautiful at the end. If you're full-on a Beachbody coach, your business is going to grow every single month and you're going to end up with a beautiful business for yourself. I'm telling you, the analogy works. You can't be halfway in, you can't be halfway pregnant. So when I say be all in, let me just clarify, I don't mean be all in like 9 to 5, this is your job, everything else in life doesn't exist, or you're all in, you now ignore your kids and your family and all you do is text and Facebook and live on Instagram. That's not what I mean by all in. I mean all focused. I mean all proud. That's the other part of it. I'm not 100% just a Beachbody coach, and neither are any of you. You all have other hobbies, many of you have other jobs, you have friends and family, you do other things in life. So I don't mean that Beachbody consumes you, but I mean it's a top focus and that you're very proud of it. And I know that when I needed to make the leap into being all in, because for many years I was not all in. And I think sometimes people think that coaches who are doing well in the business now, earning six figures or more, life has changed. I think we have this assumption that we've always all been all in. Totally not true for me. I must have been so frustrating at many times to my coach and sponsor, Janelle, who's very supportive of me, that I wasn't all in for a long time. And I had lots of other things that were priorities, and I was kind of one toe in the water. And it was very hard to run the business that way. I just needed to have a little come to Jesus with myself and decide, am I in or am I not? And once I was all in, that means I was all focused and I was all proud. I think for the first couple years, I hid the fact that I was a coach, but I didn't fully put it out there. I don't know if I just wasn't ready to be fully associated with it or not, but I'm sure other coaches on the line, I think, can relate. Then maybe you've been, kind of half in and half out. Okay, so I don't mean that you need to now go cover your car in bumper stickers, that you need to, paint your house with the Team Beachbody logo. What I mean is that it's one of the first things that you want to share with people. It really matters that much to you. And when someone meets you and they ask about you, that health and fitness really matters to you. It's not just a hobby, it's part of your life. It's part of your job. It's part of your main focus. It's what you're called to do. It's the impact that you want to have. So guys, being fully pregnant and being all in is a combination of spending time on the business every single day, even when it's not convenient. It's a combination of being fully focused, listening to team calls, being on the national coach call, posting on Facebook, running challenge groups, mentoring new coaches. It means being in, and it means being proud. It means being something that you're not putting in the closet and hiding from friends and family. You're not worried about what people think about you being in direct marketing. You're proud of what you do as a coach. Okay? So be pregnant. It's fun. Number six, there is no such thing as an overnight success. There's no such thing as an overnight success. Even Justin Bieber, who all of a sudden blew up the charts, had, gold platinum albums, making millions of dollars, touring the country, Justin Bieber was not an overnight success. He was found on YouTube. He became what seemed like an overnight success. But what you don't see are the years and the years and the years that he spent perfecting his craft in his cruddy little basement up in Canada. He spent years perfecting his craft before he became an overnight success. Anybody who you perceive as successful now wasn't born that way. They put months and years and hours and days and so much time in when it wasn't sexy, when it wasn't glamorous, when there weren't stages and awards and fame, they were putting the work in. The same analogy is true in Beachbody. So let me just give you the example, myself included, but let me talk about Superstar Diamonds, Janelle and Christine. If those of you who are at Beachbody Summit, or if you weren't, you must have had your head in a cave if you didn't see the pictures of them up on stage being the first two coaches in the network to achieve 15-star diamond status in two business centers. Well, they didn't just wake up and become superstar diamonds. They put so much time in the trenches. To them, that meant late-night calls, calls that they never even knew people were going to listen to. That meant emails to the teams that got very few responses at times. That meant invites to challengers that went unanswered. That meant figuring out how to post on Facebook, then Twitter, then Instagram. That meant years of consistent effort. That meant going to trainings, getting on calls, hiring coaches, hiring mentors, reading books. Oh, my gosh, so much of just the, quote, dirty work that had to get done. And I know both those women very, very well, and I can tell you they didn't get to be where they are without all the prep work that went on behind the scenes. From my own personal experience, I'm talking about being on calls at night, recording calls, doing opportunity calls, doing prospecting calls, talking to friends and family on vacation, spending money, investing on trips, investing in books, investing in audios, going to trainings, all these things that helped get me to become successful. Funny story that goes along with this quickly, just to show the truthness behind the reality behind this. I was at Summit this past summer, and I was at the leadership or the elite night, which was a really cool thing in the core, which is a shopping area. Elite coaches got to shop early and have some wine and cocktails and appetizers along with our shopping. Just another reason why you should become elite, side note. Anyway, Jeff Hill, one of the executives of Beachbody, came up to me at the event. I was standing with a bunch of my friends, Ashley, Vito, my husband Jeff, and he walked up to me and said, "Trina, where in the heck did you come from?" And I was like, excuse me? Do I look like I just walked in from Alpena? Didn't I dress up? You know, I was kind of laughing. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I mean, boom, all of a sudden you were just like a 10-star diamond. And I just started laughing because in their view, maybe I was kind of doing my own thing or off the radar or Beachbody didn't really know who I was at the time. I don't care. All I know is that I put in years and years of effort to get to 10-star diamond and above, and all they saw was, okay, this person just came out of the woodwork and is now a 10-star diamond. And I laughed and said, Jeff, I think it's so funny that you see it that way. That's awesome. Please know that was hundreds of hours, you know, in my office late at night making things happen, that no one in this business was an overnight success. Cool? So it might appear that way to you, and it certainly can appear that way to people in Beachbody or others, but you either know. You know, you're the only one who knows if you're really putting the work in. Are you talking about Beachbody coaching a lot, but you're not really putting the work in? You're the only one who really knows, okay? Number 7, last and final point. You've been such a great audience. 7th point, momentum likes momentum. Momentum likes momentum. Nothing makes momentum happen more than momentum. Here's what I mean by that. If you want to get something going in your business, cool. Just get something going. Let me give you an example, just a visual for your head. If you were at an NBA basketball game and they called out your seat, row 25, seat B2, okay, they call you down at halftime, you get to go to the half-court line and shoot a basketball. And if you make it, you win a brand new car. Okay, so would you stand flat-footed, straight-legged, stiff at the half-court line and just chuck it with your puny little arms and try to hit the basket? No, you would get a running start. That is momentum. You would go to the opposite baseline line. You would run as fast as you could. You'd hit that half-court line. You'd squat down. You'd propel your body up and get that ball even closer to your goal, that basket. Your business needs the same thing. So where do you go dig up this momentum? Where does it come from? Well, let me give you a couple examples. It can come from your own fitness. Go after your own fitness like it's your one and only chance to get this business out of stagnancy. Get your business moving again. Let me give you an example. Did you buy T25? I hope you did. It's such a great, simple, fun, easy way for you to start seeing serious changes in your body and start getting great momentum. If you got T25, did you kill it? Did you do it every day? Did you post your pictures? If you didn't, then you're not breeding momentum. Let me give you an example. A coach on our team, her name is Jamie Anschutz, kind of hard to spell, but you can find her on Instagram or Facebook as Insane Jamie. She does not joke around. She's like in your face about her love of Shaun T, Insanity, Asylum, and T25. And it works. Earlier this year, Jamie Anschutz was an emerald. Flat out plain emerald, earning some commissions. These days, she's a diamond hitting Success Club every single month. Why? She put momentum into her business through her fitness. Another example, you can build momentum in your business through Shakeology. Do you drink it every single day? Do you really drink it every single day, or are you just posting about it? Do you have great results? I found a picture on Facebook recently, and I can't remember the gentleman's name, so I'm sorry I'm not crediting him. But there's a picture of a gentleman, a Beachbody coach, holding up a sign, and it says, after 12 years of being on medication for ulcers, acid reflux, and irritable bowel syndrome, I am no longer on any medications. Isn't that cool? He held up a huge poster and wrote that on it. Do you know how many comments he got on that post? Do you know how many comments you would get on that post? Well, you don't get those comments if you don't earn that success. Do you know how much momentum that probably put into his business? Cool. Every person who read that post either knows somebody who has acid reflux, who suffers from ulcers or IBS. If it's not them, they know somebody. He's building momentum in his business by building his own success. Okay, last one. You can build momentum in your business by running a free coaching group. By actually putting people in a free group, don't be half in, don't be silent, don't ignore people in your free groups, they'll ignore you. Do a free challenge and I just saw Shalene is doing a free 7-day challenge right now. Eat clean for 7 days, no sugar, no alcohol, no white bread, no pop. I can't remember all of hers, but she's doing a 7-day challenge. Be all in with it. That's a great way to get momentum. And your last and final idea for getting momentum is to not just test out social media, not just say, oh, I'm going to Instagram or I'm going to Facebook, but to go for it. There's so many great resources out there to really own Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, whatever your MO is, but take it and run with it. Post often. Use great pictures. Ask questions. Go out and meet friends. Use hashtags. Don't sell to people. We know all these tips, but are you doing them? So, for example, a coach on our team, her name is Paula, she started posting ideas for food on her page, and people loved it. So she just stuck with it, and she decided, I am going to build momentum in my business on social media, and I'm going to fully focus on sharing cool recipes and nutrition tips. Okay, so she didn't start with T25. She wasn't just posting about Shakeology. She wasn't running a free group, right? Those are my other ideas for you. She just said, food, Facebook. That's going to be my territory. She is blowing it up. What does she post about? She posts about anything. I looked her up before the call to make sure she's still really doing it. She really is. She's posting about everything from one of her posts the other day was on organic farm goat cheese that she bought and how she made these cute little mushroom truffles with them, and she showed a picture of them and talked about the organic farm she went to and what a fun trip that was and what she made out of it. And then she posted about chopsticks and talked about how her mom was from Okinawa, and one of the traditions that her mom passed down to her was how to really to use chopsticks and what great recipes go along with them. So she was posting real stuff from her life, pictures from her actual table, from her visit to the farmer's market, from her picture of her and her mom using chopsticks, like real stuff from life. And she said that, Trina, when I tried to stray from that, when she posted about being at the Beachbody convention, no likes, no comments. People are like, who are you talking about a convention? Give me more recipes, lady. And these are people who've gotten to know her and like her, so when she does invite them to do a nutritional challenge, they're all about it. She's already built up that trust, okay? What do I post about? This is one area that I believe I've put momentum in my business by really working on my own fitness, okay? But I wouldn't say that I grow my business by posting about my body every day or posting my workouts every day. That is an awesome strategy, and it works for a lot of people, but you've just got to find what works for you, okay? So although I work on my fitness, that's not the way that I've really grown my business, is to show the progression in my body and my workouts, okay? I love Shakeology, and I drink it all the time, and I share about it, but I can't say I've grown my business by just focusing on Shakeology. But that's a great way. These are great ways for you to build momentum, all right? So what did I do? I have found that what people like from me is on Facebook, they want to know what a life is like as a mom and an entrepreneur and someone who likes fitness. They want to see me as a fit mom. They want to know what I'm doing with my kids. They want to know what kinds of things I do to keep them healthy. They want to see that I'm spending time with my kids and that I'm in fitness, I'm an entrepreneur. I can tell the posts that I write, the ones that people like the most are people who see me as a driven, successful businesswoman who also loves spending time with her kids. So that's what I post about. So therefore, when I say, is this something you'd want to consider or do you want to run a challenge with me, I think they trust that I will help them run a business and they believe that I'll help them run a business, quote, with some balance in their life. Now, balance isn't a word I use a whole lot in my life, but I think people see that on my page and then decide that that's something they want. So what's your thing? What is the thing that you need to do right now to build momentum? Do you need to kill a fitness program? Do you need to really own your results with Shakeology? Do you need to run a free coaching group to let people test you out or date you as a coach? Do you need to really own Instagram or Facebook? What do you need to do to build momentum? Hey, guess what? You get to answer that question. You get to decide. I just get to pose the questions to make you think. So friends, thanks for being on the line. I hope you got great content out of this. That was 30 Minutes to Success with Trina Gray. If you have further questions for me, you can find me on Facebook at Trina Gray, G-R-A-Y, Trina Gray Fitness. Thanks to Christine and John Dwyer for inviting me to do the call. Have an awesome night. Thanks for listening.